is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian-backed separatists Friday claimed to have captured the center of Lyman, a key railway hub in the Donbas. Other Russian forces managed to encircle most of Severodonetsk, the easternmost city under Ukrainian control, with some reports indicating Russian forces are now also in the city itself. Ukrainian officials in Severodonetsk said 90% of the city has been destroyed by shelling, but Luhansk regional governor Serhiy Hadai remained defiant. In a message Friday on social media, he said the Russians will not be able to capture Luhansk region because Ukraine has enough strength and resources to defend itself. But he admitted that retreat is possible in order to avoid being surrounded by Russian troops. VOA's Anna Chernikova spoke to us from Kyiv. She spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine and gives us more details about what's happening in Severodonetsk.
And for the moment, the city of Severodonetsk is basically the main and the worst battlefield along the whole front line. The reason for that is that Ukrainian forces still can keep and they still can defend this area, and they are doing this as much as they can. But of course, they need supplies and they need more equipment. And this is what Ukraine and Ukrainian government is saying all the time. And Ukrainian government is waiting for this equipment. So Ukrainian army is waiting for new equipment to come into to stop Russian forces from this push in Luhansk region.
The Ukrainian Defense Ministry has...
Once again, Anna Chernikova spoke with us from Kyiv. She spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, which airs Monday through Friday. You can find it at our website, voanews.com, or at our mobile app. French news agency is reporting that Ukrainian Orthodox Church under the Patriarch Kirill of Moscow is breaking ties with the Russian Church over the war in Ukraine. A church spokesman told AFP not only did he fail to condemn Russia's military aggression, but he also failed to find words for the suffering Ukrainian people. It's the second Orthodox schism in Ukraine in recent years, with part of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church breaking away from Moscow in 2019 over Russia's annexation of Crimea and support for separatists in Donbas. The mother of a teenage gunman who shot and killed 21 people at a Texas elementary school is apologizing on behalf of her son and begging victims to forgive her and her son. Adriana Martinez-Reyes said in her first public comment since the shooting that she did not know what her son was thinking when he attacked the school. She said, "Forgive me, forgive my son." She said, "He had his reasons." 18-year-old Salvador Ramos legally purchased two guns in the days before the attack at Robb Elementary School. On Tuesday, he allegedly shot his grandmother, who survived, before killing 19 students and two teachers at the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Reyes was too distressed to discuss the reasons behind her son's decision to shoot his grandmother and attack students at the school. At least a dozen journalists have been detained in a wave of arrests in Ethiopia, media workers and a rights group said on Friday, in a crackdown that has sparked international concern. Authorities in the Amhara region said more than 4,000 people had been detained in an anti-crime operation, but press watchdogs and rights groups reported that journalists had also been targeted. The arrests come after the Nazir International Broadcasting Corporation and Azhara, both covering Ethiopian affairs on YouTube, said their studios in Amhara were raided last week and staff taken away, some to undisclosed locations. The sweep has triggered international concern, with the U.S. State Department Tuesday expressing alarm over what it called the narrowing space for freedom of expression and independent media in Ethiopia. About 2 weeks after North Korea acknowledged its first domestic COVID-19 outbreak, it says 3.3 million people have come down with fever, but only 69 have died. There are widespread doubts about the credibility of North Korean tallies. Experts say the impoverished country would be more likely to suffer greater deaths because it has few people.